down and then really be able to move forward and for the push of the first half of the season.
And as you talk about a 5-on-3, when we get a 5-on-3 advantage, in your mind, what are the odds that we what should be the odds that we score? I mean, you know, should it be
you should score every time.
Well, I know, but I mean,
but, you know, I think
is it 75%, 50%?
You know, 75% would be pretty darn good.
Yeah.
You know, but I would tell you got to score on all of them. You should, and, you know, get good opportunities. But, you know, the other team has something to say about that, and then their goalie does. But we did see a lot of 5-on-3s last year, and I thought as the season wore on, we got much better.
Yeah.
You need puck movement, and you need movement. So and we have some experienced guys that know what it takes. So we don't have to necessarily maybe practice that a lot. We can throw that in the game and with their creativity and just a loose system in place from last year, they'll be fine.
All right. Well, can we ask you about some of the combinations that are forming right now going into next week?
Well,
or is it still too early about that?
No, you know what? We have a meeting this morning, 11:30, to sort of finalize our travel roster. We'll try to do that this morning just so we can have a good week of practice and the players can sort of, you know, get a feel for who they're going to play with. Because at this point, you know, just the limited time, we use different combinations, so when we get on the ice, we can just try to see if there's some chemistry between different players. You know, we know some from the past. We know some guys who work together, so we always have that in our back pocket, but at the same time, we want to start moving forward so they can have some time together, too. So, we'll start to put some things together today. But I've got some ideas, but I want to hear from my other coaches also. And we talked about it a lot, but today's sort of crunch day. It's crunch time and crunch day to make those final decisions.
And I know usually, correct me if I'm wrong, when you come up with line combinations, it's usually a pair of guys, and then you put that third person that you think is going to work with them.
If you can. Yeah. If you can. If you can find two guys you like on every line and then, you know, sort of mix someone in, especially the freshmen. You don't want to have three freshmen per se on a line this first week. You know, you'd like to put them with a couple established players who can help that freshman along. So, you know, but sometimes in a certain case, a freshman can't handle that. It's too much for him. And they feel more comfortable with someone, you know, in their own class. So there's a lot of things that go into it. But we're going to have some tough decisions. We've had some guys, like I said, every day show you something. I think everyone has showed us something that they deserve to be in the lineup this weekend. And unfortunately, we can only dress 12 and only travel 13 forwards. And then on defense, you can only dress 6 and take 7. So we're going to have some disappointed players. And I expect that. That's good. You want to be in the lineup. And you know, but we're going to need everybody. Over the course of the year, it's a long season, as you know. Here we are in still September, and hopefully we'll be playing to the middle of April, and it's a long year, so we're going to need everybody, and at some point, everyone's going to get an opportunity, and I always say, it's just be ready for that time when you get that opportunity. You got to be ready for it. I mean, you can say all you want, but when you get that opportunity, take advantage of it.
Blake and Tanner on the same line?
Blake and Tanner, no.
Okay.
Well, we have two Blakes, so I'm just going to say no.
Blake Pietola.
No.
Okay, I'm just throwing that out.
No, they're both playing center. They're both anchoring a line.
I figured that.
Yeah, we don't want to give too much away at this point. So I know Damon will be he'll be hearing it. But like I said, he knows our team. He's probably put together our lines and our defensive pairings, and he's probably going to be fairly close to what we actually play on.
Speaking of defense, I know we've got some good fights going there too, as far as earning spots. Matt Roy, I hear, is looking pretty good.
Yeah, Matt Roy's looks solid. You know, you never know until you get into games at this level, and if he can handle the upgrade in speed, but in practice he's looked very good. He's very calm, got a calm demeanor, and he just goes about his business, and I like his stick. He passes the puck well, defends well with his stick. I like his mobility for a kid who's, you know, 200 pounds or just over 200 pounds. Got real good feet, sees the ice well, has some bite to his game, plays physical, so no, we're excited about Matt. I think he's going to have a real good future here. He's going to have his moments, you know, and just getting used to the speed and the strength of players at this level, but you know, going against our forwards, he's looked good, and I think our forwards have a chance to be as good as any forwards, set of forwards in this league.
Speaking of that, can you shed some light, Joel Esperance, and I understand Gilly's looking pretty good.
Well, Alex Gilly's a skilled forward. I mean, he's got some speed, and he's got some vision, a nice pair of hands, soft hands, and he can score, so Alex has to play with a little more edge to his game, and you know, he's got to get a little bit stronger, but he's got the basics, which is good. He's got the good basics. basics, because nice sound foundation which to build upon. So Alex has looked good. Joel Esperance, you know, he should be ready. He's a man. You know, he's a big, strong kid. Not unlike Reed Sturles. I don't know if he's skates as well as Reed at this point, but he's big, strong. He's got a real good feel for the game. I like some things he did last week in practice that we didn't even necessarily coach him or tell him to do, but you could tell he understands the game pretty well. So, and he's a big body, you know, he can lean, he can play hard. We got to get him to play hard, you know, use his physicality and lean on some of the other opponents he's going to face. But, you know, Joel's going to have a nice career here, and he's got a nice way about him. So, and he can score, you know, he proved that last year in the junior level, and that usually translates to the college level pretty well.
Out of our freshman forwards, coach, is there anybody that's kind of like a Mike Neville, can do a little bit of everything, can play that gritty game, can score goals, you know what I mean?
Dylan Stamen.
Yeah?
Dylan has looked really good. If you put him and C.J. Eich on the goal line and had a race down and back, I'm not sure Dylan couldn't beat C.J.
Wow.
And C.J. can put him up and put him down. So, and Dylan is strong. He's bulky. He's not that tall, but he's got a good frame on it, on his body. Skates well. Handles a puck well. So, good on faceoffs. He's a Mike Neville type player. So we can, you know, expect him to score also. So. You'll see Dylan, I'm sure, in the lineup sooner than later, and he's looked good. He's come in and you know, worked hard and put himself in a good position.
You see Mike Neville making a step up from his
play? I hope so. Mike had a real good year last year. We didn't put him in an offensive role, but as coaches, one of the words we talk about a lot is trust. Can I trust a player in any situation? And really, I could on Mike. I could trust him against the other team's best players. I could trust him in the last minute. I can trust him on the PK. And, you know, we could use him on the power play, too. So Mike's just a good all-around player and plays the game the right way and competes hard.
We've got questions coming in for Coach Pearson. We will address those questions in just a little bit. And we'll also talk about Coach and his contract extension. No, I'm just kidding. We won't buy that. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Mel Pearson Show continues here on Mix 93. Our email address, last chance to get them in, dj@themix93.com.
The deals stay hot all month at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. There's store-wide specials on 15 and 18 packs of beer, 12 packs of Pepsi products, 2 for $8. Coke 2-liter products are 4 for $5. 7-Up 20-ounces, only 99 cents. 32-ounce Powerade drinks, 10 for $10, along with some Gatorade and a plethora of energy drink deals. Keep things cool with nice ice prices, 4 bags for $5. All sales do not include taxes and deposits at Bucko's Party Store, where the party starts in Calumet.
Hey guys, everything's 20 to 50% off at the Dress for Success Business Apparel Sale, located in the Michigan Tech Campus
every
Bookstore.
Sunday
take
morning,
20
Rick
to 50%
right
off suits, tuxes, sport, and wool coats.
And we go all the way to number one right here on Mix 93.
20 to 50% off at the Dress for Success Business Apparel Sale, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. Take 20 to 50% off suits, tuxes, sport and wool coats, winter jackets, slacks, shoes, socks, belts, dress shirts, and ties. Everything is on sale, and tailoring is available. Come on in and let them fit you perfectly. The Dress for Success shop is located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. Open 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public's always welcome. Sale ends October 3rd.
Holy Brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger. A custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around. And if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger stuffed with Italian sausage topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and Big Hog. Only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Welcome back live here on the Mel Pearson Show. Dirk, along with Coach Mel, and we're taking your questions on the email here. It's dj@themix93.com. It's dj@themix93.com. I want to remind you that our broadcast this weekend for Michigan Tech Hockey will start at 6:30 on Saturday night down at Taffy Able Arena. Our broadcast will start 7 o'clock face-off, and Sunday's game is an afternoon game, 5 o'clock with a 4:30 pregame, also right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Well, Dirk, just since you mentioned the contract,
yes.
I do want to comment on it. I'm thrilled. I'm really excited that we got it done, and I'm anxious to stay here at Michigan Tech. And like I